The Hoover Dam was called the eighth wonder of the world, containing 6 million tons of concrete, enough to pave a road from New York to Los Angeles. It stands as a triumph of civil engineering, a spectacular edifice of sculpted concrete, rising majestically in an imposing canyon.
It's one of a kind.
Man conquering nature. When Indy driver Danica Patrick comes in for a pit stop, they better have everything she needs, fast. Just last year, she became the first female to win a major closed course auto race and has quickly become one of the most recognized athletes in the United States. Who would have imagined that this simple 600-acre dairy farm in Sullivan County, New York,
Woodstock wasn't ever a geological location,
would become host to the most legendary popular music and art festival in history.
It was a frame of mind.
32 of the best-known musicians of the day. Nearly a 500,000 concertgoers.
It was a happening.
It hangs in a gallery of spectacular portraits. But this is no ordinary painting. The story of this painting, how it was made, and what it represents is quite a tale. It was created for a British nobleman, the Marquis of Lansdowne, during a volatile time in our country. What Lisa sees next torments her for the rest of her life. The neighbor tries to shield the girls from the gruesome scene as she takes them outside into the bitter cold. Charles Anderson, their new stepfather, is also there. He's been shot in the hand and is in a state of shock. He had always prided himself on knowing how to make an exit.
This office has been for me.
And when the end came, on a day of sun and shadows he called bittersweet,
an honor beyond words or measure,
Ronald Reagan understood exactly how to leave the stage.